天上的神这么爱你们，难道就为了一个果子让你们死掉吗？
God in heaven is so loving, how would he let you die over this fruit?
所以呢，这个蛇会用很多诡诈的话来去诱惑夏娃。
So the serpent used a lot of crafty words to trick and deceive Eve.
慢慢让她去怀疑，然后改变神的话。
Slowly it caused her to doubt God's words and to change God's words.
然后慢慢地动摇她的信心。
And to shake her foundation of faith.
然后她让她把那些事情就把她改变神的话以后，然后把它合理化。
And later on, she changed the words of God and rationalized it.
我发现这个蛇是很厉害的，这撒旦很厉害。
And I discovered that Satan, the serpent, is very crafty and very powerful.
他太了解神，也太了解人性了。
He knows the nature of man and God too well.
真的，神就是这么慈爱，他知道神绝对不会这么这样就把人永远的灭亡。他太了解，所以他那样子说你不一定死，这句话真的是很有诱惑力啊。
And it is true, he knows the heart of God too well to know that God is too loving to destroy mankind. And then that is why he was so crafty.
到后来我们也知道，神真的是想尽办法，甚至用他的性命来来这个解救人，来挽回人的生命。我们就知道蛇深深了解神的个性，神的慈爱。
The statement that the serpent said was true because to some extent because God even offered his own life in exchange for our salvation.
所以他这样讲说你吃的不一定死，那句话真的太动听了，也太能够让人这个动摇了。
So this phrase that he said, the statement that he says that the day that you eat of the fruit you may not die, and this is just too moving, too tempting to ignore.
只是他不知道神的公义还有他的慈爱是可以完全把它彰显出来。
He just did not know that God's righteousness and his love can be complete in one.
有时候我们人的心偏向邪的时候，我们失去单纯的心，我们就会把圣经的道理把它合理化，然后解释我们的生活。
Sometimes when we walk astray from the teachings of the Bible, what we will do is take the teachings and rationalize our behaviors.
然后呢，我们就觉得心里就比较好过一点。
And then we'll feel better in our conscience.
其实那都是慢慢变得复杂了。
But it just complicates things.
我们人真的有时候越想越复杂。
Because oftentimes in our minds, we make things too complicated for ourselves.
有时候在研究圣经的时候还会吵架。
Sometimes even studying the Bible, we will have arguments.
说这个是讲什么，那个讲什么，那辩论到这个脸红脖子粗啊。
And we will say, this passage talks about this, and then someone will say something else, and until you have a heated discussion where people are so angry.
其实人的思想会真的是蛮复杂的。
Because the thoughts of man are so complex.
但是我觉得在我们回，如果说主耶稣说你若不像小孩子是不能进神的国，所以我们要回到单纯。
So, but the Lord Jesus tells us that unless we become as children, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we have to return to this innocence.
我们不能避免我们的心会越来越复杂。
We cannot prevent having our hearts become more and more complicated.
但是我们要借着灵修来改变我们。
But we have to transform ourselves through spiritual cultivation.
以弗所书四章十四节这么说到。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14 says.
我们看第四章的十四节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14。
四章十四节。
4 verse 14。
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。十五节
，15，
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。这段经文讲得很好。
And these two verses spoke well.
我们有时候说小孩子他也有一个缺点，就是他比较无知，他会被欺骗。
And one disadvantage that children have is that they are quite ignorant and they're prone to being tricked.
我们回转向小孩子，不是变成他的愚蠢。
So returning to be like children doesn't mean that we return to their ignorance.
乃是在这种有知识上、有见识上呢，能够有对神那种单纯信靠的心。
but rather in spirit and wisdom, and that we can return to God in innocence.
让我们不会中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。
So that we will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine and by the trickery of men.
今天这个世代异教之风啊，实在是很强啊。
And today, in today's society, we have so many winds of doctrine that is being spoken about.
甚至同志也有教会啊，也有同志的牧师，也有圣经的道理来做依据。
And、
他们同性恋的这个圣经的根据，真的是太夸张了一点。
And there are homosexual church, homosexual pastors, and they even rely on the Bible to justify their homosexuality.
说这个大卫跟约拿单是同性恋，你看看圣经上记载的，他深深恋慕这个约拿大卫哈，约拿单恋慕大卫这样。
And they would use the example as David and Jonathan, that their hearts were knit together as one.To say that they are homosexuals.
所以人用很多矫健、那种诡诈的一种想法、复杂的想法，就是会让人陷入深渊里面。
So man will use cunning craftiness to draw themselves into an abyss.
有时候我们人有一个想法出来，我们甚至会找圣经的这个根据来支持自己的讲法，这是很危险的。
Oftentimes, we as man will have a thought, and then we'll go search through the Bible to find justifications for that thought.
那我们今天要在一种这种单纯的心来，在而且是这个单纯是在有知识跟见识上面。
But this is very dangerous, and we today need to have this innocence in wisdom and an insight.
那么这样的一种见识呢，能够让我们的根据我们对圣经的了解，然后呢，能够，深深知道基督的心，然后能够来把神的道理把它表明出来。
And this insight comes from thoroughly understanding the Bible and also the will of God, so that we can act out and live out the life of Christ.
这样我们就不会随从各样的异端飘来飘去了。
If it was so, then we would not be tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine.
很重要的是在教会里面要用爱心说诚实话。
And it's also important that in church we need to speak the truth in love.
这个就能够凡事长进，连于元首基督。
And that so that we may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ.
我曾经有在跟一个我们教会的弟兄这个相处在跟他一起在教会里面。
Once I spent some time with this brother in church.
那在我还没当传道的时候，这个我就认识他，然后我们就在教会一起服侍。
And before I became a pastor, I have worked with him in church, and we grew up together.
最早的时候，应该说是最早的时候我们还没有在同一间教会的时候因为一次的活动我们认识。
And actually, a long time ago, when we first met, we did not belong to the same church. We met at a church event.
这位弟兄是一个原住民。
And this brother church was an aborigine.
原住民都蛮单纯的。
And in general, aborigines are very innocent.
所以呢，我觉得跟他在一起相处也是蛮轻松愉快的不用去想说一些这些复杂的东西。
So working with him was quite a pleasure because I didn't have to think too much about ulterior motives.
后来我就是因为工作关系就搬到那间教会，然后就跟他在一起共事。
And because of work, I had moved to and relocated to that church that he was at, and we were working together in church.
可是到后来有一次我发现这个弟兄他开始接触这个。直销他开始在做这样的一种工作的时候我觉得他的人就一直在改变。
But as this brother, he started working in direct sales. I felt that he has changed gradually and gradually.
跟他讲话也是蛮累的，因为他不知道是心里在想什么。
And talking to him became quite laborious because I do not really know what he's thinking about.
一副这个言不由衷的样子就是他心里想的跟他讲的是不一样的。
And what he may be saying may be quite different from what he really feels about a matter.
当然不是说直销人都是这样，但是我是指着他被影响。
I'm not saying that all people who do business in direct sales are this way, but I'm just saying how he was affected by this culture.
而且他变化以后，他就再变不回来了。
And after he transformed, it was impossible for him to return back to who he was.
他的脑子里都是一些这种哈，想要满脑子都是想着怎么去赚钱哈，怎么去跟借着机会哈来推销他的产品这样。
And every single thing that he thought about was about how to use every opportunity to make more money to increase his sales.
他也做神的工作，也做他也把他的工作结合在一起。
And he would do the work of God and combine his church work with his own business.
那常常后来我当传道，又是在那个教会注目。
Later on, I became a pastor, and I was a resident pastor of that church.
我记得我每次讲到这个钱财的道理啊，我看他脸色都不怎么好看，在台下一直瞪。
And I remember when I was on the pulpit and talking about sermons regarding money and how to deal with money, his expression was not that great, and he would just stare at me.
他好像不觉得他的表情哈是怎样的样子。
But he didn't think that his expression was anything wrong.
但是我觉得这个哎，环境对一个人变化真的是很大哈。
But I felt that the environment can change a person drastically.
因为人失去这种单纯的心，很难再转回来。
Because once a person loses that heart of innocence, it's hard to turn back.
你工作归工作，那圣工归圣工，他就分不开啊。有时候在教会也会在那里啊，来去向弟兄姐妹推销他的东西这样子。
Because in doing holy work, you should set apart from your regular work. But sometimes he would use church work as an opportunity to sell his products to the members.
所以他的亲朋好友都会赞助他，都会买他的产品。
So his friends and relatives would all sponsor him and buy his products.
但是他好像都没有赚到什么钱。
But it seems like he never made a lot of money.
那所以有时候我在想说，人的心啊，真的要很保守自己的心，胜过保守一切。
So I often remind myself that it is important to guard our hearts and minds at all costs.
因为一生的果效是从心发出的。
Because all works proceed from the heart.
一个人心如果改变了，他要改变回来好像很困难。
If a person's heart changed, it seems very difficult to transform it back.
除非他的灵性成长大过于他的那种私欲。
Unless a person's spiritual growth greatly outweighs the lust within their hearts.
那清净另外一种意义也就是专一了。清洁的另外一个意义就是专一。
And purity, another aspect of it is that it's very dedicated.
我们专一的来寻求神，亲近神，并没有其他的这个目的。
We are devoted and focused on pursuing God, and we have no other ulterior motives.
我们就是为神服侍，为人服侍。
And we live to serve God and serve man.
我发现在教会里啊，我们如果遇到这样的同龄，我们会觉得很开心。
I feel that in church, when we do see members like this, it is very joyful.
因为他不会有什么诡诈的心思在想其他东西，他就是很单纯、很专一的在服侍人。
Because they do not have any trickery or deceit in themselves, and what they are just devoted in serving God.
雅各书第四章第八节这么说到。
And James chapter 4 verse 8 says.
雅各书四章八节
James chapter 4 verse 8
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人啊，要清洁你们的手；心怀恶意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。这段经文这么讲到。
And this passage says this.
他说啊，心怀恶意的人要清洁你们的心啊。
That those who are double-minded need to purify your hearts.
所以一个人他如果对神没有专一的信靠。
So if a person does not have a devoted and heart towards God,
他没有办法真的亲近神。
They are unable to truly draw near to God.
很多时候我们没有办法，我们亲近神，觉得没有感受到那种与神交通的快乐，可能就是因为我们不够专一。
Sometimes when we try to draw near to God and we do not feel the joy of and presence of God, then it could be that we are not truly focused and devoted with a single heart.God.
有时候我们一面在祷告，一面求神帮助，但是一面在想着啊，要找谁帮忙，要用什么方法解决哈。常常有时候就是这样。
Sometimes when we are praying and asking God to help us with our problems, we are also thinking, "Oh, who can I ask to help solve this problem?"
这样就是不够，没有那种专一的心来依靠神。
So that is to not have this devoted heart towards God.
那小孩子另一个本性，他就是很正直啊。
And another nature of children is that they are very righteous.
在传道书七章二十九节是这么说到。
So Proverbs Ecclesiastes chapter
29节
7 verse 29 says.
七章二十九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29.
二九节说：“我所找到的只有一件，就是神造人原是正直的啊，但他们寻出许多巧计来。神造人本来就是正直的。
And when God has made man, He made them upright.
但是人失去了这个本质，想出很多的巧计。
But man has lost this righteousness, and they sought out many schemes.
敬畏神的人要有一个正直的心。”
Those who fear God need to have an upright heart.
这样的话，他才能真心的来敬畏天上的神。
Only then can they truly fear and worship God with reverence.
能够真正的远离恶事。
They can truly depart from evil.
在我们要在这个社会上生存啊。
To survive in this society today.
如果我们说我们要坚持正直的心的话，可能我们会觉得我们没有办法生存下去。
We may feel that if we want to insist on being keeping an upright heart, it is impossible for us to live.
我不知道美国社会如何，但是我觉得说，至少台湾社会啊，我们这种很多人会钻一些漏洞啊，走一些旁门走道哈。
I don't know about
这种方法来解决事情。
I don't know about the society here in America, but in Taiwan, it seems like a lot of people they depend on looking for loopholes or other ways around the problems.
那这些东西都已经是一种大家都是这样做了。
And it becomes part of the culture and everybody does this.
那么人，那如果你在这个环境，在工作环境里面，有时候你是身不由己。
And sometimes if you are working in such a work environment, it is not up to you to make such choices and decisions.
除非你换工作。
Unless you switch jobs.
但是天上神他要我们寻求他的公义正直。
But our Heavenly Father wants us to seek for His righteousness.
所以我认为，如果我们有这样的心的话，神一定会帮助我们。
So I believe that if we have such a heart, God will help us.
再来我们说到小孩子样式，第二个部分就是他的本能。
And the act, the nature of child is that their instinct.
刚才是说本性，现在我们来谈他的本能。小孩子的本能，我们先来有一个寓言的故事这么说到。
And there's one of the fables that says this.
说有一只企鹅。
That there was a penguin.
这只企鹅呢，它有一次被这个马戏团的这个人来抓到，然后抓去训练。
And this penguin was captured by those running a circus and was trained by the circus.
然后呢，这个他因为这个资质很好哈，所以他会做各样的这种马戏团表演的动作。
And because it's a quite talented penguin, so it can do many tricks.
所以他很不久以后他就变得很出名了，变成一个明星企鹅。
And after a while it became the star attraction, the star penguin.
那到世界各地去表演。
And he traveled the entire world to perform.
大家都爱这只企鹅。
And everybody loved this penguin.
这企鹅呢，它这个到它这个有一次它想要回家看看它的家里的朋友。
And one time this penguin wanted to visit his friends and family back home.
他想他现在成功了，要回家去来这个衣锦荣归了哈，衣锦还乡哈，回到家里。
So he thought that now I have made it in the world, I want to return home in glory to my family.
当然，他的家乡的人大家都很高兴哈，明星企鹅回来了，从我们这里出来的。
And of course, at his hometown, everybody was overjoyed that this famous penguin had made it back home.
然后呢，他们就要求他去表演给他们看。
So they all asked him to perform for them.
他就在那翻跟斗什么走那个啊那个平衡木啊什么的哈跳火圈他都这个走表演得 很精彩、啊、大家都鼓掌好棒好棒
And so he performed all these tricks like like jumping flips and also jumping through fire hoops and balancing on a beam and everybody was cheering for him and everybody was praised him
那他也很满足他的表演
And he was also very satisfied of his performance.
啊，那他大家在鼓掌，他把他当作英雄的时候，他就洋洋得意了。
And when everybody was clapping and cheering him on, he became proud.
但是忽然呢、啊，他们站的那个冰啊，啊，这个漂移飘动了，那海浪飘动，他就倾斜了。
And but suddenly the ice that they were on it broke off from this from the and started broke off from the main piece of ice.And started tilting.
倾斜得很厉害，一下这些小企鹅就咕噜咕噜啊，滑到这个海里去了。
Because it tilted so much, so all the penguins started falling into the ocean.
然后呢，当然了，企鹅在地上像一个，哎，像一条虫，但是到水里就像一条龙一样啊，这个哦，咻咻咻，哦，游得好快。
And because penguins, even though they might be clumsy on the land, they swim very agilely and very fast in the ocean. So they were all swimming very rapidly.
So, shoo, 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 pew, 一个跳回，一个跳，跳回边上来。
And one after another, each of them jumped back onto the land.
然后大家集合，哎，看一看。
So everybody looked around and see who was missing.
哎，我们的明星企鹅怎么这么喜欢玩水还不上来？
So suddenly they realized that the star penguin was not there and said, how come he loves water so much that he's still not up? So they were saying, oh, he probably misses this water so much that he's probably just playing around with the ocean.
就等了一阵子还没有看他起来。
They were waiting for such a long time, but he still didn't come up into land.
诶，那不久就下去找啊。
And later on, they went down to look for him.
结果呢，发现他淹死在海里了。
And later on, they discovered that he had drowned in the ocean.
这只企鹅会淹死，这是很神奇的事情。
For a penguin to drown, this is quite amazing.
原来这只企鹅，它学了一身的本领，但是它自己的求生的本能，它都忘光光了，它忘怎么游泳换气了。
So even though this penguin, he learned all these to do these wonderful tricks, but he forgot his instincts of how to swim and survive.
啊，就这样淹死。当然这是一个故事。
And he drowned. And this is a story.
这个是说到有时候我们人啊，常常在不自觉中我们会丧失我们人的本能。
And this story tells us that sometimes when in human life, we are so busy learning things that we forget our human nature.
啊，像小孩子啊。小孩子他会紧紧地依赖他的父母亲
and it's just like how children would cling to their parents
他的本能就是、啊、这个不断地向他的父母来呼求了
and their instinct is to cry out to their parents to help them with everything、
哎、呼求他的父母来帮助他
they would cry out to their parents to help them、
啊这是就是他本，因为他有缺乏，他不知道怎么做，他就是只有用哭的，用呼求的。
And because they have a need and they don't know how to solve it, so their innate ability is to cry for help.
哎，有时候你若不理他，他就越哭越大声。
And sometimes if you don't go immediately, they will just cry even louder.
啊，而且呢，这个小孩子哭奇怪，他不会烧声、啊，他都不会，那个声音不会哑的呢，啊，越哭越响亮。
And it's one thing amazing about little children is that they will not lose their voices while crying. They can just keep on crying louder and louder.
我们如果像他这样喊叫，我们不久就声音就哑了。
If we likewise cry in such volume, we'll probably go lose our voices very soon.
所以这个小朋友有这样的本能。
So children have such innate ability.
他很自然的，他就知道不会让自己。声音哑的方法，正确的发声法来发音呐、啊。
Naturally, they know the proper way to cry so that they will not lose their voices.
所以呢，这个人家说你要学声乐，你就看小孩子怎么发音就知道了。
So some people say that
这就是本能了。
If you want to learn how to learn about voice singing, what you should do is study children because they have this innate ability.
那么小小的一个孩子，他发的声音那么大哈，很远就听得到了。
Such a small child, but they can project their voices so far.
哎，他的这个共鸣啊，他的用气都已经用到很熟练的方法。
And the way they handle their breath, and also how they're able to channel their voices they're so familiar with it.
但是我们长大以后，我们都忘记怎么发声了。
But once we grow older, we all forget how to do those things.
所以我们祷告一久，我们就声音就哑了。
So after praying for a while, we lose our voices.
小孩子这种呼求的本能啊，就是我们要学习。
And this instinct for children to cry out is something that we need to learn.
在人没有办法的时候就会呼求。
When man does not have any other recourse, they need to cry out.
我们呼求神，神就帮助我们这句话，我们还到现在我们相信多少呢？
If we cry out to the Lord and he will answer, this phrase, how much of it do we still believe today?
可能以前我们还蛮相信的。
It could be that before we still believe in this.
可是到后来我们发现我们越来越不相信。
But later and we gradually find that we no longer believe this as much.
我们感觉到我们信心好像一直被打击，我们觉得说呼求好像是没有用，神好像没有帮助我们。
And we feel that our faith is taking a beating, and even though we cry out, there is no answer.
其实是人的一种心态的改变，不是神的改变。
But rather, it is a change of heart in man, not a change of heart in God that has occurred.
其实我们人已经在不知不觉中失去了那种呼求的本能了。
Because without realizing, we have lost that instinct to cry out when we need help.
很多时候我们平常比如说我们现在这个科技这么发达，我们的医药这么发达，我们可以有的帮助很多的时候，请问你什么时候来呼求神呢？
A lot of times, especially in today when medical technology is so advanced, when do we have time to cry out for help from God?
好像这个有一个长老这么说啊。
It's just like an elder who said,
现在健保卡很方便啊。这个求了半天，你赶紧拿健保卡看一看就好了啦。
And it's like saying, well, now healthcare is so convenient, so all you have to do is just take your healthcare and go to a doctor instead of crying and praying to God.
但是我们也要让耶稣有工作做啊，不要都让他没有这个帮助我们的机会嘛，要给耶稣一点机会嘛。
But we also need to, even though it's so convenient to go to a doctor.We still need to have a job for Lord Jesus to do, so we have to give him an opportunity.
我们现在几乎不给耶稣机会来为我们做任何事。
Today we almost never give Jesus a chance to do anything.
因为我们什么事都很有把握，我们都做的都可以解决。
Because we are so confident that we can solve every problem before us.
因为我们的能力有够。
Because we are quite able.
我们的资源越来越多。
And we have more and more resources.
所以我们的本能呼求本能就越来越小。
So our instinct to cry out becomes less and less.
这个也要慢慢学习的。
But this is something that we need to learn.
如果在小事上我们没有学习，那碰到大事大问题的时候，我们怎么有那个呼求的力量呢？
If we cannot learn how to do this on small things, then how can we handle it when we have a huge event that requires us to cry out with all our heart?
你已经很久很久没有体验到，这是神的帮助的那种体验的时候。
If you have already gone through a long time without experiencing God, and this is how God helps you,
那么碰到急难中的呼求的时候，你就会丧失能力。
Then in times of crisis where you need to cry out to God, you will lose your hope and ability.
有时候神会爱我们，会把我们放在我们没有把握的地方、没有安全感的地方来。让我们产生这个本能出来。
And sometimes God loves us and will put it in situations where we are not confident of ourselves and we will cry out to Him.
所以在这个约拿啊，他在他神叫他去亚述哈尼尼微城来传警告。
It's just like how Jonah, when God asked him to go to Assyria to Nineveh to preach the warning.
约拿他转头就走，人家叫他往东，他往西。
Jonah turned his head and went the opposite direction.
他也说叫你去团得力，你去做行李。 叫你去传道，你跑到另外这个他是去这个做商船去了。
And it's just like when asked him to do holy work, he went to the opposite direction to Tarshish to do business.
我还在船里面睡得挺好的。
And on this boat, he fell and asleep and slept very comfortably.
约拿是铁了心的，他绝对不去船，他真的铁了心的。
And Jonah had a heart of steel. He did not want to go preach that warning.
亚述这么残暴的民族，又是我们的这个心腹大患，我又没有头壳坏掉，我死也不去传。
Assyria is our number one enemy. They are such a vicious and evil country. How would why would I want to go over there to preach the God warning?
所以即使大风大浪来，他照样睡得好，他不管，他死就死了，他已经铁了心了。
And he said, I would rather die than to do this. So even though there were great winds and great rain, he still did not feel much, and he was sleeping.
大家在那里呼天抢地的在求他的神，但是约拿在那船舱里睡觉。
While everybody on hand on the ship was praying to their own gods, crying out for help, he was sleeping soundly.
最后找到约拿说，你是谁啊？你怎么不求你的神呢？我们这个船快翻了。
Later on, they found Jonah and said, "Who are you? What are you doing? How come you're not crying to your God to help this? To ask for help?"
他说：“我是希伯来人，我敬拜那个创造沧海、诸天啊、陆地的神。”大家吓死哦，又是那个神。
And then
when
he said, "I am a Hebrew. My God is the one who created the heavens and the earth and the land and sea," everybody was frightened because it was that God again.
他说：“你们不用再祷告了，就是这个神在啊、哦，他在他。”他在就这个海浪就是因为这个神的缘故了，所以你们就把我丢到海里就好了。
And Jonah said, "Don't even bother praying. It is this God who is causing this storm. Just toss me over the sea."
这约拿真的不但铁了心，而且还很潇洒，视死如归，然后丢下去好了。
And Jonah, he was not only had a heart of steel, but he did this with a flare. He just said, "Just throw me over the, toss me over the boat."
死也不求神。
He would rather die than to cry out to God.
Hey, 看看谁比较厉害。
He wanted to say, "Well, let's see who's stronger."
结果丢到海里，神就让他要死不死的，你看，
and、
痛苦的要命。
After they tossed him overboard, God put him in a place where he wanted to die, but he cannot die.
被大鱼吞到那个肚子里面呢。
And he was swallowed by a great fish.
哦，我们想到那鱼肚子以后，我们就很恶心。我看每天都呕吐。
If you think about the stomach,
光闻到味道你就动胃掉。
Think about
杀鱼的时候，一杀开那个鱼肚很臭。
The belly of a fish, you would be nauseous. I mean, think about the gut of a fish. Just thinking about the smell would make you want to throw up.
约拿当三天三夜，实在是我不知道这日子是怎么过的。
So I don't know how Jonah spent 3 days and 3 nights in that the stomach of a belly.
哦，
the fish.
他在那里哈，根据他的描写，差不多就跟地狱一样了，那是痛苦的要命。
According to his own description of the ordeal, it was just like being in hell.
求不求啊
？So God is saying, "Well, would you rather cry out to God or not?"
求吧，还是求啊
？So Jonah cried out to God.、啊、
他的那个求的那个祷告文真的太完美了。看人在濒临死亡的时候，那个做出来的诗那么优美。
And his cry of the prayer that he cried out was so beautiful. So you can see how the beautiful verses that proceeds from someone who was about to die.
所以在这样的一种环境，其实是对他很有帮助的，要让他知道神的旨意。
So such an environment was very good for him because it allowed him to understand what was the will of God.
哦，他的呼求就像基督，哎，就像基督。在受难的那个，在那个阴间的那种啊，在尝死味的那个预言一样。
And the pain that he's suffering prefigured what the pain that Christ endured as had the taste of Hades.
所以他写出来是那个祷告是非常的优美。
So the verses of his prayer are very beautiful.、
啊、我们可以有时间可以看看约拿书，它很打动人的心的。
If we have time, we should read the book of Jonah because it is very moving.
3 days 之后，神就应允他，他就被吐出来。
3 days later, God answered his prayer, and the fish spat him out.
人的本能就是这样发挥出来的。
And this is how the instinct of a man is born,
我们会丧失本能，呼求的本能。
Even though we will lose our ability to cry out,
如果神不放弃你的话，他就会逼你把这个本能再找出来。
But if God does not give up on you, He will help you. He would help you redevelop that ability.
如果要像约拿这样蛮痛苦的，我看大家不要这样，平常就好好求。
But if we have to endure the same ordeal as Jonah, it is very painful. So it is probably easier for us to seek this naturally.
不论大事小事，我们学习信靠神。
Whether great things or small things, we should learn to rely on God.
不管你有把握的，你没把握的，你能解决，不能解决的，你都要依靠神。
Whether we are confident or not, whether we can solve the issue or not, we should bring that before the Lord.
你慢慢的就体会到任何时刻神的帮助。
And then you will experience how God will help you on every step of the way.
你的本能就不会丧失。
And you will not lose that instinct within you.
你依然在急难中，你可以呼求神。
Even in times of crisis, you can cry out to God.
作诗的人这么说道。
And the psalmist said such a thing.
说我要向山举目，帮助从何而来呀？
When I look up to the heavens, where comes my help?
我的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来啊，造天地的神而来了。
My help comes from the Creator God who created the heavens and the earth.
所以体会到神的那个力量，就是那个造天地的那个那么强大的力量的那只手在帮助他。
So when you experience the help of God, it is the mighty hand of God, the hand that created the heavens and the earth, that is helping you.
很多时候我们遇到困难的时候，读这段经文，我们就觉得哦，真的很放心，这力量太强了，我们真的不用担心。
And sometimes when we read this verse, we will discover that oh, we don't have to worry about anything because the help that the hand that helps us is so mighty that we do not need to worry.
这就是寻求的本能啊，寻求帮助的本能。
And this is that instinct within us to seek out for help from God.
那还有一种本能就是寻求满足了。
And the other instinct that little children have is to seek satisfaction.
小孩子肚子饿的时候就会吵着要吃奶，这是他的本能，寻求满足了。
When a child is hungry, they will cry out until they are fed. They want to be satisfied.
我想我们除了肉体有这个本能，我们的灵命也有这样的本能。
I believe even though we have this desire in this innate ability in our physical body, we also have it in our spirits.
我们的灵命也会肚子饿。
Our spiritual bodies would also hunger.
我们如果长期都不给他吃东西，
If we continually starve our spirits,
他已经饿过头了，他就忘了饿了。
It will starve itself to a level where it forgets that it is hungry.
你就忘记了让你灵魂满足的那种感觉了。
And you will forget what it feels to satisfy your soul once more.
那种满足是胜过世上任何的满足了。
And that satisfaction is far better than any satisfaction you can have in this world.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
And those who seek is blessed because they shall be satisfied.
那种满足就是很期待那种啊，从神那里来的满足。
And that eagerness, that yearning, is to be satisfied from God.
这种满足就是永生的应许跟福气。
And this type of satisfaction is a promise of eternal life and spirit.
我们这个世界上，我们人是永远不满足的。
Living in this world, man is constantly unsatisfied.
而且人的这个欲望会越来越大。
And the desires and ambition of man will only grow.
我们越吃肚子越饿。
The more we eat, the hungrier we get.
因为我们吃到的都是虚空。
Because what we eat are all vanity of vanities.
所以你这次你想要满足，你吃到了一个大虚空，你就更虚空。而下次你要吃更大的虚空。
So this time you are empty. So you eat something, but what you eat is emptiness and meaningless. So next time you have to eat even more meaningless.
所以让我们越来越饥饿是一种灾难。
So we become more and more empty and hungry, and this is a famine.
我们唯有寻求天上的神，能够让我们得到真实的满足。
Only when we seek the Heavenly Father above can we find true satisfaction.
这是很重要的信仰的体验。
And this is a very important spiritual experience.
让我们感受到那种与世俗不同的满足了。
And it's a satisfaction that allows us to be different from the world.
让我们去感受到那种真实的那种东西是什么东西？什么叫做真的？什么叫做虚幻、虚空的？
And allows us to experience what is true versus something that is vanity and emptiness.
你如果没有这个分别比较的话，你可能不知道它的差别在哪里。
If you have never experienced it, you may not know what the difference lies in.
那你也会忘记让你的灵魂每天都要吃饱。
And you will forget to feed your spirit daily.
他也需要借着祷告跟读经得到这种从神来的粮食。
And because it needs to be nourished by prayer and praying to God.
那很多时候我们祷告读经变成说我们反正就是规定自己约束自己就是这样，我们就这样做。可是你有没有在这当中得到每天不同的满足感呢？
Sometimes we may force ourselves and discipline ourselves to pray and read the Bible every day, but would this actually lead to new and spiritual nourishing things we learn every day?
这个满足感会让我们更乐意、更快乐的来寻求神。
Because this true satisfaction will urge us to draw even closer to God.
就像我们刚才说的，保罗他以认识耶稣基督为至宝，真的是他已经太满足。
It's just like what we said before that Christ, Paul considered Christ to be everything.
这个信心的眼睛就是这样打开的。
And this is how the spiritual eyesight is opened.
能够分辨得出来它跟世俗的满足的不同。
It can discern the satisfaction of the spiritual satisfaction versus that from the world.
然后开始努力地去追求它。
And you try to seek it with diligence.
去追求一份更丰盛的生命。
To pursue a more spiritually satisfying life.
那我们这次聚会就用以上做彼此的勉励。
And this is the encouragement for the session.
愿主耶稣施恩祝福带领我们。
May the Lord bless and guide us, every one of us.
让我们在生命中越来越回转像小孩子的样式。
So that in our lives we can return to be like a child.
回到他的完美的本性，跟他那种真诚的本能。
So that we can return to their pure state and also that instinct within themselves.
能够寻求更美好的信仰的价值。
And we can seek to have a better spiritual values.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.